This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on a Wednesday. I want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Artisty Landscaping, and Brett Capps, Edward Jones Advisor, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, always made possible by Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProByte Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Slabby's Food and Freedom, and What's Blooming Flowers in Peru. I'm Kevin Keith on a Wednesday, and we want to say good morning to Anita Stewart and Carol Price again. Just a couple days, ladies, left here on WILO's Party Line. But we want to make it clear that you can call in anytime between now and October 31st, just to remind us that we've got this going on.
Good.
So let's talk United Way today.
All right. Once every morning, I would just want to remind everybody that United Way fights for the health, education, and financial stability of every person in every community in Clinton County. So, hey, Carol, you might be excited about this, but we're getting lots of mail in the United Way office.
Oh, that is exciting. I hope they're donations.
I think they are.
Great. You know, I am so grateful for people that are sending in checks. You know, while a big portion of our donations come from the payroll deductions at places like Frito-Lay and NHK, we just love those individual gifts, those from individual people. They are kind of like our superheroes, aren't they? And what's really important to me, and I don't know about, I think probably to you too, is the trust that they're showing to you and to United Way and to the board of directors that they send their money knowing that we're going to do the right thing with it.
Yeah, and that really means a lot as well as doing the job. So.
That's right.
Well, I want to go to our question yesterday. And basically our question yesterday was, if you can't afford your medicine or a very needed trip to the dentist, who can help? So the first thing that came to my mind, Carol, was the Open Door Clinic. And with that, they are trusted by many people as well that we were talking about, and they're one of our agencies, and they're definitely a partner with us.
Yes, the Open Door Clinic is a wonderful agency of United Way and a great partner to a lot of people. And, you know, if I have a minute, I'd like to share a little bit of a story. When I was working at the Healthy Communities office and I was there a lot more, there was an expectant woman came in. You know, she's expecting a baby, but she's got several other issues and she's coming for her services. And while she was there, we discovered that she needed a prescription that was rather expensive for a pretty serious issue. And, but she didn't have any money and she had applied for Medicaid, but her papers were done, but her service hadn't started yet.
Well, sometimes it takes a while.
So CVS was not able to provide her the prescription until she
was approved. Okay.
And so our staff said, okay, let's see if we can find somebody that can help. So they reached out to Open Door Clinic, of course.
Right.
And that Sharon Hayden, who is wonderful.
Great lady.
And indeed, Sharon did have the medicine that this woman needed, which was very unusual. And but it was also very expensive. And so it could not just be donated. It couldn't just be given to the lady. We needed to find somehow to pay for it. And Healthy Communities doesn't have money to pay for things like that. So Healthy Communities staff and Open Door Clinic staff got together and thought, well, who might help us?
So
they called St. Matthew United Methodist Church and asked if they would be able to pay for this medicine. And I remember right, this medicine was about $150.
Oh,
so
wow.
it wasn't an inexpensive medicine. And by the time all of this got worked out, it was the evening. St. Matthew said yes and gave Open Door Clinic the money, and Sharon delivered the medicine that evening personally.
That does not surprise me at all, that Sharon Hayden, she's got a heart of gold, that's for sure.
And, but I think just as wonderful that they have the service of Open Door Clinic, but it's wonderful how we partner together, how everybody works together and gets things done, and people don't worry about who gets the credit for doing it.
Right.
It's just get it done, do the right thing.
You're helping the people that need the help. So.
Right.
Well, that kind of reminds me, you're talking about Sharon Hayden with the COVID money. She had called our office and was talking to me, and she said, hey, Anita, I have a need. I don't know if it qualifies for the COVID grant. But she said, you know, we're getting a lot of requests for people who lost their jobs when COVID first hit. When they lose their jobs, they lose their insurance. And she said, we have several diabetics who aren't getting their insulin. And she was very concerned about that. She, once again, found somebody to partner with, Holden Pharmacy. She was partnering with them. But she said the need's greater than what we can provide. So she applied for the grant. And with that, they were able to get more insulin. And I know that they still have some available to help people. So once again, she also knows how to reach out and get those resources that they need.
Great. Well, it's a wonderful service. And I think there is a... there's a demographic of our community that really trusts the Open Door Clinic.
Yes.
And that's wonderful.
So, well, Carol, I think yesterday you were telling me something about some dental problems as well. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, well, the Open Door Clinic doesn't have a dentist.
I didn't think they did.
They don't have one of those scary chairs.
I remember those.
We all want to go, I don't want to get in that chair.
Yep.
But what they do is... If you appear at Open Door Clinic and you've got an infection in your teeth or you have an issue that you need a dentist, Sharon and their staff will try to, well, they have connections to dentists who will do the work free.
Oh, that's nice.
So they will make sure that you get the health care that you need.
Okay. Well, I do know that the mission statement of the Open Door Clinic is that they help people with medical care for the uninsured mm-hmm. and the people who need insurance
right. Here
in Clinton County, that they provide free service mm-hmm. To children, mm-hmm. people with chronic illnesses, mm-hmm. and that they can provide physicals to adults and children. And they also do examinations. If you need to get an appointment, they can get a medical doctor or they can do a nurse practitioner. Mm-hmm. And once again, you were talking about that they have a lot of connections to other mm-hmm. social organizations. Mm-hmm. So if there's something you need, she's very connected. And I think the thing that really interests me the most is that they also have Spanish interpreters, which is very much needed.
Right. In our community, we really need that. Can you imagine if you're in pain and you're trying to explain to somebody what's wrong with you and they don't understand any words you're saying, you could really be treated for the wrong thing.
That's true.
So that's really important. So, we never call ourselves United Way. We never call ourselves the wraparound group in our community, but we're kind of like a great big blanket, that someone comes in with a need, they call your office with a need, and you can figure out who can help them.
And we sure try.
And where that can be. So it's wonderful. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin, the other day...
Mm-hmm. We were talking volunteers,
yeah, we were talking volunteers, and I was thinking, you know what? After we left here, Carol and I were talking, and I think that maybe we underestimated...
What did you say, around 50, something like that?
Yeah, I think we said about 50, and you know what? I don't think I know we were wrong. So I think what we'll do tomorrow is I think that we'll take some time to maybe talk about that again, if that's all right.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good. And maybe get a few more volunteers even, right?
That's right. That volunteers are so, so important. And, sometimes they're just around and you don't actually think about them as volunteers because they almost become staff, don't they?
Yeah, they do, like you.
Yeah. Put them on the payroll, right?
So, staff without pay.
Right, you know,
We double their salary every week. We double their pay. So we'll talk about volunteers tomorrow. But, as we are getting ready to sign off again for today, I would like to just remind everybody, if we don't
we'll
do it together
it won't get done.
So instead of a big blanket or a big umbrella, let's start referring to it as a big hug.
Oh, I like that.
What do you think about that?
I like that because, I miss hugs.
I do, too.
Right?
Might have to do the elbow bump for a little bit.
This is your virtual hug for United Way.
Right. Thank
you. All right. Well, we'll talk volunteers tomorrow, and we'll get this interview posted on Clinton County Daily News again, as we've been doing last week and a half.
So we appreciate it very much.
All right. Have a great day, ladies.
You, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Skywatch weather forecast today is going to be mostly sunny. It'll be warming up to a little warmer, high 78 and mostly cloudy tonight. Low down to 54, mostly sunny tomorrow too with a high up to 79 and sunshine across the area on Friday with a daytime high at 80 degrees. It's 52 now at your official weather station, WILO. As we look ahead, again, I usually check out WLFI as I'm getting ready and getting the kids off to school each morning. And I heard them talking, their meteorologist this morning, about early next week, we'll probably be struggling to get to 70. And that's all right. that's a little more along my lines of my favorite weather anyway, with it being fall time and everything. Mid-60s, upper 60s with low humidity is just about the sweet spot for me. Coming up at 8:45, we're going to be talking with Laura Archibald in Healthy Communities to see how she's doing and how they're doing in Healthy Communities. I know they're getting real close to moving in, Ken, as you join me this morning. Good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
I drove past yesterday, I think, and I saw that they put a kind of a banner in place of the old sign out front. So it is certainly coming together. They've got a dumpster out there. I saw five or six guys and gals working, and they were working, too. We're not talking filling out paperwork. We're talking hauling out drywall and putting up some two-by-fours, you know. So they're getting it going. I think they told us, didn't we talk to Kathy last week, and she said probably sometime in the next couple of weeks they'd be good to go?
The target date I still think is the 1st of October, I think. I may not be. I have no idea what the target date is right now.
All right. Do you know a guy named Rusty McGill?
I just know he's from Bayou Health. That's all I know.
Okay. Rusty, if possible, could you call us back in about 20 minutes at 9 o'clock? You're our 9 o'clock guest, I think. So I don't want to put him on the air yet because we are expecting Laura Archibald anytime.
Yep.
So we'll, Rusty is welcome to wait, but if he'd like to call back in about 15 minutes, that'd be all right. I'll give it back to you, Cindy. That way you can pick it up. All right. Thank you very much. So we will be talking with Laura Archibald shortly, and then Jim Hanna on the phone tomorrow to talk schools, and Matt Oliver with IU Health on Friday. Looking ahead to our regular Party Line program guests, we'll have the Utility Service Board in here tomorrow, and representative of the Clinton County Sheriff's Office on Friday. I saw Sheriff Kelly last night. I went over to pick up one of the boys from football practice, and I wasn't quite aware that Sheriff Kelly has put somehow he's found the money to purchase the pads and the jerseys and stuff, and he puts them in a semi and stores them for him in the wintertime and everything. So we've got a really cool coach named Frank, who was a big-time football player in Carroll County. He's the coach there. I forget his last name right now, but he actually had a scholarship to play at Purdue. And then when they had, I think there was a little issues with, what was it, Joe Tiller maybe back in the early 2000s? Was he one of the Purdue football coaches?
He was, but I think it was long before that, I believe.
Yeah, I think it was a little before that, but it was when Tiller came in, it was kind of like a different recruiting mindset, and he had already been recruited, so he had to go play somewhere else. At least that's the story he told me. So we did that, and as a result, I was talking to the sheriff last night, and I did remind him that they'll be ready to go hopefully Friday morning. But that was kind of cool to see Sheriff Kelly out there and get a chance to talk to him a little bit and see what all he's doing.
Well, Rich played football in college.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask him about that. I don't think I was aware of that.
Well, you are now.
Do you remember where?
I want to say University of Indianapolis, but don't hold me to that.
Okay. Well, I'll be darned. I'll have to maybe ask him about that Friday.
Okay.
I do want to take time. I heard Todd Berryman reading the obituaries this morning, as we had four or five, I think, and the good one, Chapel Funeral Home Funeral Report. And one of those names on there is a name that I know a lot of people know. And I know for a fact he used to be a big-time Party Line listener. There would be times I'd be on the air here, Ken, and I'd say something, and he'd correct me through text, good or bad.
Yeah.
But that's Mike Cooper, who passed away Saturday night. I've told most people around here at the radio station, but Mike and his wife, Carol, are our landlords for Shell and I. And Mike had passed away Saturday night after having quite a few medical challenges over the last 6 months or so. Nothing COVID-related, I don't think. But we'd found that out from, I've told you before, Ken, I've got the best neighbors in the world in Charles and Jewel. And they told me about that Saturday evening or Sunday morning. So we were sorry. Just want to pass our condolences. I know Mike was well-known. He worked at Frito-Lay for years. There's just something about older folks
who just have a work ethic, you know? Mm-hmm. And they don't have the work ethic that, that younger people do these days. Everyone I've talked to ever just talked about Mike Cooper's work ethic, and he was always working a full-time job, of course, taking care of his rentals, acquiring new rentals, managing Cooper Rentals, and a few other things they had their hands in, and I know their son has a construction company as a result of that. Mm-hmm. So, again, just condolences and best wishes to the Cooper family. That funeral will be today, starting at noon, I believe at Archer Weston. We have left a message for Laura Archibald, so hopefully we'll be talking with her in a moment. In the meantime, if you do want to talk to Ken and myself, you are welcome to call 659-3338. And a reminder that you also are welcome to call any time if we have our guests and stuff and got questions for the guests. There's no question too dumb, okay? Because trust me, Ken and I ask dumb questions all the time, so we lead the way.
Speak for thyself.
Okay, yeah, I you're probably right on that. So we're starting to see the Halloween stories come out.
Yeah, we are.
And I know there were a couple in our show prep. You put up a story about CDC, which I think is similar to what they were talking here.
That came, the one I just put up on CCDN came from the professor at Ball State.
Okay, Jill Walls.
No, Mark Ransford.
Oh, okay. She's just an associate for a professor of early childhood. Well, the headline reads, parents can create new Halloween traditions during the pandemic. Now, we had a story last week about a guy who had put a 6-foot tube at the top of his porch, and then you ring a little bell, mm-hmm. you say trick or treat, smell my feet or whatever, and he slides you down a Jolly Rancher or a fun-sized Snickers. That's pretty creative. On Monday, the CDC did post guidance for the holidays, including Halloween. The agency warns people to avoid high-risk activities, including door-to-door trick-or-treating, attending crowded indoor costume parties, visiting indoor haunted houses, which is going to be tough, or going on hayrides or tractors with strangers. Now, we do have trick-or-treat in Frankfort. Mm-hmm. Halloween night, right? Yeah. October 31st. What is that? 5:30 to
I think it's 5 to 9.
Okay. So we just I think this is one thing we can still do if we get creative. Don't throw candy at kids, but maybe toss it on the porch or something and say, "There's one for you, there's one for you," there, you know, or just
make one of those things where you put like a little spatula thing on the end of it and just reach out like this, say, "Here's
See, that's not a bad idea, or a grabber, one yeah. of those things, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah, yeah. So you don't have to touch it, and then you can sanitize that, because it would get cumbersome having to wipe your hands off every time you put one piece of candy yeah. in some kid's mm-hmm. thing. So right. the other thing you don't want to do, not many homes do this, but I've seen some, they'll just leave a bowl there and say, "Hey, grab you a handful," you know, because you could have 15 kids' hands and germs in there in a matter of 5 minutes.
Yep.
So don't do that, all right?
I know that's what some apartment complexes have done in the mm-hmm. past. I know, because the one I live in has done that. So,
right. Now, we again, most of this is common sense, but we don't want to take that for granted, right?
No.
We don't want to assume that people have common sense. Making memories and spending quality time together is the most important part of really any holiday. Now, here they say, I hadn't pre-read, but they think about hands reaching in the bowls. mm-hmm. So, yeah, stay away from that. Get creative, all right? Create a little pandemic Halloween tradition, if you will. We're going to have some free flu shots. Is that for anyone, Ken?
That's for people. Basically, that's where Witham and Boone County Health are going to do it. It'll be at Witham.
Okay. That's going to be on Saturday, October 3rd, which yeah. is a week from this Saturday.
Next Saturday, yeah.
9 to 2, or until all the vaccine has been provided. No cost for the flu shot, no appointment needed. You need this year's flu shot to protect against this year's flu. We've talked about it. I think I'm going to get a flu shot at some point, just to help me out, just in case.
Well,
they put something in here that says you cannot get the flu from a flu shot. I know that's not true. You can.
Oh, yeah, you can. I mean, I don't care what they say.
It doesn't happen very often, but.
Well, the thing that bothers me is that when they only say, well, this year's flu shot is only 45 to 60% effective.
Man, I don't like those odds.
I don't like those odds either.
No, not to even have a chance that you'll get the flu then.
And I've already heard those odds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, do you really want to do this?
Yeah.
I know the flu and the COVID can be deadly at the same time. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I want a little more assurance that the flu shots can be more than, even if it's the top 60%.
Is that something that they do each year? They come out with a percentage of how effective it is?
They have in the past, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Has it ever been higher than that?
Oh, yeah. It's
okay. See, I don't like that. That's not good. Why would it matter?
Well, here again.
Or change.
I know, but here again, they know that people, if they don't put it out too often, they know that people don't like to take flu shots for that fear.
Mm-hmm.
Right or wrong. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, going back to trick-or-treating, it will not be canceled in Greenfield because we've started seeing a lot of little communities canceling trick-or-treating. So Greenfield is in our show prep today talking about that. There's also coronavirus restrictions in Indianapolis that's going to be tested in court. A group of 15 bars and nightclubs in the city filed a lawsuit yesterday against Mayor Joe Hogsett and the head of the city's health department. The 15 say the restrictions on bars and clubs has led to a massive loss in business. They say the mayor and health department overstepped their bounds with their emergency orders. Now, yesterday, we were talking to Shan Sheridan, and he gave us a couple stats. I thought I wrote them down.
Yeah, 22% of the ones in D.C. here.
The mom and pop. In Indiana.
In Indiana, was it here?
No, well, let me see here if I wrote it.
Because I know it's 60% statewide. That's the one that's 60% statewide.
I thought I wrote it down somewhere.
I thought I remember 60% statewide and 22% in this town.
Yeah, that sounds right. And those are the mom and pops that will never reopen again.
Correct.
At least, close for good at the moment. And, we talked to Kim Stevens just yesterday, so I didn't hear. I've not heard of one business for sure that is done and out in Frankfort or Clinton County yet, but obviously there are, right? And sometimes those smaller mom and pops are the ones you don't hear about, but they're the ones affected first. Anytime you have anything,
no doubt about it.
Also, we were talking yesterday with Dr. Tharp about England. Going to go back and get back to canceling some of their stuff.
Well, Sweden's on that list today.
Yeah, I saw that too. I was trying to find the story here, and I had it. England, UK, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'll try to find that during our next break. But okay. But they did go ahead and implement some of that, and they're really fearing a second wave.
I don't think there's any way you can, to me, if this is like most diseases, you're going to get it. You got a really good chance of getting it a second time, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I've had a couple doctors tell me off the record, and I talked to a good friend of mine who said he also had a doctor, his doctor, tell him off the record that pretty much everyone's going to get it if you've not had it already.
Yeah.
Now, if you live under a rock and you're self-sufficient for a year and a half, maybe, that's not practical for many people, is it?
And the thing of it is that I want to know when he says you're going to get it. What's the severity level?
Yeah, well, you don't know until you get it. That's
lovely.
The thing.
Lovely.
Yeah. Because it does affect everybody differently, especially if you have a pre-existing condition
of some sort. Actually, what I would like to know, and this is no joke, I would like to know exactly when you were under quarantine, what exactly are your quarantine rules? Because if you are in a situation like me where I live by myself, and you're supposed to quarantine for 10 or 14 days, whatever it happens to be, okay, what happens if you run out of meds, run out of groceries, those kinds of things? What are you supposed to do exactly? Do you do that before you go into quarantine, or do you do it? If you do it afterwards, you're going to have some things.
Right. I know that that's a legitimate question, and there were people who were in that position that had to get real creative.
Mm-hmm.
I know of one lady who works for us, who's a good friend of ours, both of us. Well, I'll just tell you, Patty Parks. She told me about with her mom at the time, who was an older lady. She didn't want to get out. She wanted to stay indoors, so
right.
Patty would actually bring her some groceries every couple days and put it in the garage, like the one-car garage, And then her mom would come and get it later and sanitize it and stuff.
Well,
so she was
here's the thing,
kind of isolated.
Here's the thing, we don't have that kind of a setup. We just have, all these just strictly apartments.
Right. You're talking about that. Yeah, your best bet would be mask up, go get your, all you can.
Yeah.
And that's what they were talking about during the quarantine is only get out if you have to.
Right.
So situation like that, it's just individual to individual. I saw a political commercial last night. Kid, I was thinking of you. It's Todd Rokita running for attorney general.
Jeez.
It was a really good TV commercial. I have to give him credit.
Todd's people do know what the heck they're doing.
Yeah.
He's got a real good group of people around him. The question is, can you get around all the other
does he
extemporaneous stuff that has to go with it?
Yeah, so I don't think I had looked at the ballots real close. Of course, he's running for something about every 4 to 6 years.
Yeah, he's got to keep his name out there for whatever reason. If I was his wife, I think I'd say either you quit running or we're getting divorced. Anytime soon.
Maybe she likes it. Some people thrive on that.
I was going to say she must because I'm going like, God, he's always up every 4 years for something.
Yeah. So he's running for attorney general. And, if you can overlook a few things, he pretty much falls lock, stock, and barrel with the conservative party.
Knowing what I know, it's very difficult for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, he would like to say, give him a chance.
He's always said, give me a chance.
he actually wins something every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So I don't know who he's going against, but he might get the attorney general.
Todd and I are decent friends. We still are. I mean... And one of his people his publicist and I are very good friends. So
okay.
So I mean, I kind of have a pretty good idea, But at the same time, I'm sorry, guys. I really am sorry. But
there comes a point.
Right? There does come a point. Yes, you're exactly right.
All right. So I wanted to mention one thing. I guess you had printed it out and seen it maybe late yesterday afternoon or early this morning. I hadn't heard. One of my favorite IU basketball players of all time, Damon Bailey.
That happened, I think, late yesterday, I think.
Yeah, it said killed Monday. His dad died from a motorcycle crash in Brown County. I don't know how old Wendell Bailey was, but his mother was also on the on the motorcycle and was flown to a nearby hospital with injuries. The crash is still being investigated, but Indiana basketball player Damon Bailey's father dead after a motorcycle accident. So
when did he graduate from IU? We can figure this pretty quick.
That was, let's see, I think he was 2 years younger than me, so he would have graduated around from IU probably 98, 99, I think.
Okay, and Tech on another 20 years at least. So he's in his mid to late 40s.
Yeah. He's probably like 44.
Okay.
Now, a couple years younger than me, I think.
All right.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back and talk with Rusty McGill. We're going to talk about features of the new hospital and some updates on technology. I'm excited about technology. We'll have that next on Wylo's Party Line.
This is Party Line.
Brought to you by
YLO, Frankfort, Indiana.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
When you need to know, use WILO. For over 60 years, the WILO weather team has been bringing expertise, resources, and experience to be here when you need us. Thunderstorms, blizzards, delays, cancellations, hail, tornado events, heat advisories, and more. Like our extensive coverage of the damage caused by the 4.0 earthquake that struck Clinton County. When you need to know, use WILO, the station you can depend on.
when you need to know.
This has nothing to do with what's going on taking water or sewage to State Road 28. This is just what we have presently in our city that we need to work on.
On the air first when seconds count.
We discuss our staff that have symptoms, our students that have symptoms. We spend time with the health department. We spend time with the other superintendents. So much of our day, the topic is COVID.
The news team you've come to depend on.
Normally we would ask for more than that, but just to be conservative this year. But on all the budgets, I feel like we've been very conservative and very diligent in filling out our budgets this year.
Clinton County's 24-hour news media.
At the very least, getting the roundhouse cleaned up, but again, trying to preserve the machine shop is what I think is the absolute priority right now.
When you need to know, WILO.
Do you know someone who is a true community hero? Someone who has made a true difference and has a true passion for making Clinton County a better place to live? If so, here is your chance to help them get recognized. Get your nomination form at WILO, Frankfort Main Street, or Frankfort Community Public Library and return to the same locations. To be eligible, they must be a Clinton County resident and there is no age limit. The Community Hero brought to you by Frankfort's Unified Neighborhoods and your home for classic hits, WILO.
What would you give for a child you loved to make their wish come true? To help them fight a critical illness? Just imagine what you'd do. You see, wishes are so powerful, and you can make them real. They can give a child back their childhood, even change the way they feel. Every single one of us can make the stars align. Because when we come together, hope and joy will shine. Wishes need stars like you. Visit MakeAWish at wish.org.